This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the respect of poor people in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is an honor to be here at your service. We are talking about respecting the poor in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, dear friends, we find that in the age that we live in, unfortunately, people have a tendency to look down upon the poor and the downtrodden and the oppressed. Most of the time, the people who are not poor, whether they are the lower middle class or middle class or upper middle class or the rich, these individuals unfortunately have a tendency at times to look down upon people who are poor, to look down at the poverty stricken. And this is something that is not allowed in Islam. And so as a part of our Islamic lifestyle, we will have to learn to respect the people that are poor, to respect those that are needy, and to respect the poverty-stricken individuals in our societies and communities. This is something that is incredibly important. We find many traditions in which the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, and the Immaculate and Infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, they speak about the poor, they speak about helping the poor, they speak about respecting the poor. And truly, respecting the poor is therefore a part of our Islamic lifestyle and is something that we really need to touch base with. Many times, as we said, there's a tendency to disrespect people that are poor. We continue the discussion after the break. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about respecting the poor in our Islamic lifestyle. One of the things that unfortunately people who have a wealthier status or a better status than the poverty-stricken, one of the things that they do is to look down upon poor people, disrespect poor people, or be mean or cruel towards poor people. All of these things are discouraged in Islam, and perhaps it could be said that in some cases these things are haram, they are totally forbidden. Disrespecting anybody, you know, for no reason is not permissible, especially the poor. We have to realize that they live in a much more difficult situation than we do. In some of the traditions, we find that we have been taught to not disrespect somebody based upon the ragged clothes that they wear, or to scorn somebody just because of the ragged clothes that they wear. You know, meaning don't disrespect the poor because of their outward appearance. You know, they really don't have any other option. What are they supposed to do? And of course, apart from this aspect of respecting the poor in our Islamic lifestyle, we also have to make sure that we help the poor when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Helping the poor, you know, helping them get back up on their feet, helping them to be able to, you know, get out of poverty is also an integral part of our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.